kaf kuf tezayin tzivgim on the shachin kaden avri shenin tfuyim shenruyim li shoyin aleim. The ladders and things that a person could lean on even if they're not fully made. I have a begin which is not fully sewn together, but still you can use it to lean on it. That's acceptable. Vafilu yesh bem kilayim im hem kosher. If they have shatness in them, so you can't lean on them, if they're made out of some hard material that's permitted to lean on, then they'll be permitted. Meshachim tefillin kim shirun lanichem b'chol. There's a big chiddush. On Yom Tov, you're allowed to send tefillin to somebody else, fully made. You can't use them a week then. Here's a very big chiddush, because it's something you're not going to be using on Yom Tov. It's even worse, because we said before, you could even be waiting to the Shus HaRabbi. This is something you don't even need for on Yom Tov. Kobokim, since he has Hanoah from sending this gift to his friend, that's also considered part of Simchas Yom Tov. It's enough to be considered a Tzarech Yom Tov. That's the big chiddush over here. Whereas the grain, according to this, we should say the same thing. A grain you can't use a Yom Tov, so it should also be beklavet. That's also because it's not something that you get excited about sending wheat for somebody to grind up. It's filling a chosh of a gift that makes people happy. That's in fact a sentiment. Says the Rambam, v'chol kiyoytze b'zafil tel shus harabim b'ut b'shachan. In these situations, you can even send them through shus harabim. That's enough of a tzarech Yom Tov. Shabbat brings a midi b'shem the Yerushalmi that you should not send jewelry of gold on Yom Tov. And he's even misupik about kesef. But Ramaisa brings that there are various Rishonim that permit this. Sounds like he's more leaning to the side that it's permitted, because Ramaisa is something you can't use on Yom Tov.